You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I got to know how that basketball game ended up yesterday.
So they stopped taking score at the half. And they turned off the scoreboard basically and just played for funsies. And the coach on the other team told his kids that they had to pass the ball like three or four times before they could even make a shot. Just to kind of...
Okay, that's cool. That's
it
cool.
was bad
Jeremy
last
sends
night.
Me a, bad. Jeremy texted me a photo from his son's basketball game, his notoriously bad team that he's on. At least in comparison to the elite teams that you guys are playing.
No, they're really bad. It's horrible. And we actually found out why when we booked, you know, these kids to play. You know, it's reading a bunch of friends and whatever. We booked them to play on this league. The person that oversees everything put them in the wrong, what do you want to call it, Dom? I'm not a sports guy.
Bracket.
You know,
division.
Division, thank you. They're in Division A when they should be in Division F. So they're playing all these Division A players. And last night, I mean, the dads kept keeping score after they shut it down because it was 50-0 when they shut it down. The other team was easily at 100 points, and we had one. We had 1 point. So it was like 100-1.
Whoa, just like a free throw?
it was a free throw. So
it was 100-1.
It was 100-1. So there's a lot of emails going back and forth between parents and the head of the league. Like, what are you guys going to do to fix this? Because we got to bump our kids down because it's not doing anybody any favors. Our kids are not learning more because they're just getting slaughtered. And these other teams aren't progressing either because for them it's just like a practice, you know. So nobody's benefiting from this at all.
Yeah, Jeremy sent me a photo, and here's what I noticed on the score. It was 35-0, the photo he sent. And I head right back and I said, does that scoreboard show that it's still the first quarter?
Yeah. It sure was.
And he wrote back, yes. So in the first quarter, it was 35-0.
Yeah.
So I
felt
knew
bad
it was going to be a bad night.
We're feeling bad for the kids. I'm like, this isn't your fault. You were placed in the wrong division.
I mean, are they just kind of shrugging it off? Or they're not?
They really are. Reed's, we get back to the car again, and Reed's like, man, we suck. Like, well, nobody. You're just in the wrong spot. I mean.
Well, okay. But I'm glad he's got to get it.
But they do suck a little bit, though.
I have to tell you a story about the greatest marketing trick, I guess you could call it, that I've ever heard. So we live at the end of this little cul-de-sac thing where there's only three houses. And the other two are getting new roofs put on. And those two, I guess, started talking and they decided they both wanted a new roof and they hired the same company and it's going to be doing it. We didn't even know about it until, you know, the work was underway. We didn't get asked to participate in the new roof, you know, party. But it doesn't matter. The team showed up yesterday and, you know, starting early in the morning, there's the hack, 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 whack, whack, bang, bang, bang. You know, and there's multiple trucks parked in the cul-de-sac, all the pickup trucks and everything else. And they're up there working away. Well, about noon or so, the doorbell rings. And I go and look through the window and it's a guy, just normal looking, I don't know, 40-something year old guy standing there. So I went ahead and opened the door, and he just starts smiling. He goes, listen, he goes, I'm the sales manager for such and such roofing. And I'm immediately thinking, oh, here we go. Hi, I'm the sales manager. How would you like for us for the low, low price of blah, blah, blah to put a roof on your house too?
Yeah.
He doesn't do that. He goes, hi, I'm, you know, Tom with ABC Roofing or whatever. He goes, I just came by to apologize to you for the congestion there in the cul-de-sac, for the mess and for all the noise, and we just wanted to give you guys a Starbucks gift card. And he handed over a card, and I'm just like, well, you don't have to do this. He goes, no. He goes, we just want to say we're sorry and thank you for putting up with the mess and the noise, and I hope you have a great day. And off he walks. Huh. And I closed the door, and I went upstairs to Gretchen, and I told her about it, and we both were quiet and looking at each other for just a few seconds, like, is that perhaps the greatest marketing ploy of all time? And she said, it's so good that I hate them right now because I love them so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's that good that I love them that makes me hate them because I have been, we've all know we're being manipulated,
sure.
But at the same time, it's done in such a tasteful,
a friendly,
courteous, friendly manner.
You felt good to be taken advantage of.
Jeremy, we almost didn't mind being manipulated, and we had a little $10 gift card to Starbucks.
That's really great.
And I said, this is one of the best marketing moves I've ever heard. There wasn't one mention made of buy a roof from us. It was, we're sorry for the mess and the noise. Have a gift card on us and enjoy your day.
Was there a business card attached to it or anything?
No business card.
Wow.
Nothing.
Huh.
No sales attempt at any of any kind. And yet, we all know that when I need a roof, you know who we're going to call.
Yeah, you're going to walk across the street to your neighbor
I'll
and be like, hey,
right
who
next
did you
door,
use?
I'll go right next door to our neighbor's house and say, what was that company?
Yeah.
And she'll smile.
I like that
and she'll
a
say,
lot.
I just think it was one of the most
really
impressive
cool.
ways of doing marketing.
That's sneaky.
With
Those
no attempt at sales
SOBs.
Whatsoever. Yes, that's exactly right.
That's really good, man.
I've
I love
been used.
You have.
And I kind of like